Hello and welcome to Crosstalk with your hosts, Martha Lee, Bill McMillan Sr., and Anna May, a podcast dedicated to encouraging and pointing people to Christ through the power of testimony, to provoke you to find your calling in the Lord. Hebrews 10:24 says, "Let us consider one another to provoke unto love and good works." This podcast is brought to you by Cornerstone Ministries New Life Church. So join us on this journey to reach the world for Christ, starting in our own backyard. We pray you enjoy the podcast and it blesses and encourages you, and may you grow in His Word and Spirit.
Welcome to Crosstalk. Today we have Bill McMillan Sr. It's a pleasure to have you back with us, Bill. Welcome.
Thank you.
And we're going to have you talk about some of the things from rehab and Randy and some of the things that you've been involved with in your life. If you can remember, would you like to share with us the very first time you ministered?
Yes, I would. It was in Kansas in a little motel room. I was going to preach my first service. There were seven or eight people maybe there. And my Uncle Doty took me and taught me the words and teach me stuff in the Bible for my first message, which he tutored me. And I'm so thankful to him. And I thank Uncle Doty for what he done for me in Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen.
Praise the Lord. Thank God. God has blessed me abundantly. And I want to start way back in 1992. God opened a door for me for a radio ministry in Miami, Florida. Mm-hmm. And Alec Davis had it originally, and then I got the radio station. He introduced me, and I took it. And as we went on the radio there in Florida, it was a lot of the people from the Bahamas was listening in. And I got a call one day from a woman, and she said, my husband is a postman, a mailman, and his 2 feet is swole so big that they're cracking and bleeding, and he can't go to work, and he's going to lose his job. The woman was worried to death. So me and Margaret drove over. I forget, it was a Tuesday or a Wednesday, the beginning of the week. But we went over to their house, and we went in, and the man was sitting in a recliner with a blanket over his feet. When he took it off, his feet were swole that big. They looked 3 times their size, and it was all cracked and blistered. And the man was not born again. He didn't believe in Jesus Christ. But we anointed him with oil, and we prayed for him. So we left the house and went home. And on Saturday, the phone rung, and it was the wife, and she said, "My husband's feet's healed, and he's back to work."
Thank you, Jesus.
Delivering mail. Mm-hmm. And they invited us for Sunday dinner. So we went over to the house, and they had a lovely one of their meals like they make, I guess, in the Bahamas, chicken with fruit all through it, and all kinds of beautiful stuff.
Nice.
But there was 12 or 14 people in the house, and they wanted prayer because of the man's feet being healed.
Amen.
And this little story, a woman come up with her baby, a couple of months old, and she said, "No matter what I give the little girl to drink, she spits it up and she's losing weight." Mm-hmm. So Margaret anointed her. Me and her prayed for the baby. And Margaret said, "Now you should change your formula and try a different one, and maybe the baby can hold it." And the girl said, "I ain't changing the formula. Jesus just healed her. You prayed for her." So me and Margaret just looked at one another.
She just received it.
We ate the feet of meat they had first, and a couple other people come, and we prayed for them, you know, different. But we went home and was back on the radio, and towards the weekend it rings again. The woman calls me and said, "You got to come back Sunday. We have another 15 or 20 people want
Amen.
Prayer. So we went back, and the baby was eating, drinking the same formula, no problems.
Amen.
God moved miraculously on the girl's faith for her child where we was weak. So then we came, and we was in at Phoenix here, praise God. And when the church opened over in Lindsay, I went and was going to go on the radio. God led me, and he used me there and kind of made me want to get back on the radio. Mm-hmm. So I got the opportunity, and I went to Charlie and Hendry. And they said yes, and they supported me.
Mm-hmm.
And I went on the radio. And through the ministry on the radio, I met Randy.
Mm-hmm.
And I went to the drug rehab with him. And we prayed for many, many people. Many people. And lots of them got saved and delivered of the drugs. And the Compass Church, a couple of 3 weeks ago, Randy invited me over there. And there was people from that first time that we prayed for were delivered and off drugs, 16, 17, many years, and they still weren't on the drugs.
Amen.
And what a blessing it was for me. And I was longing terribly to get back on the radio when I seen that. And then my favorite niece come to me.
Uh-oh.
And she told me that we were going to have radio broadcast, podcast, we call it now, I guess. So praise God. I want to really thank the Lord Jesus Christ for walking me through it again so I would have the desire for this.
Amen.
And then my loving baby come to me and invited me on this program. So praise God. I just have to say that's how I got brought to the radio in the beginning, by an open door in every gram, by a man that I didn't even hardly know opened the door to get me on the radio.
Amen.
And then this here, praise God. But anyways, I met Randy. I went and worked with the rehab. It's been years and years. And through that rehab work, and then I got a tent, and I put the big tent up in the parking lot. And we had hundreds of people come to the tent. There's nothing like a tent revival.
Man.
And the miracles I seen in that, I seen thousands and thousands of dollars of drugs and needles and cocaine and marijuana laying on the altar.
Amen.
And we would have to throw it away. And there was certain women, the streetwalker, they call them, and the salvations came unbelievable down there at the tent.
Amen.
And the man that helped me was amazing, was Charles Ronald. He came down, and we would open up in prayer, and he would sit there, and he would help us when we were putting the tents up and everything. So praise God. When you see, God will open doors for you and bring people to you.
Amen.
To get your ministry going where you never imagined it would ever happen to you. And this, we've been talking about coming to the Lord and getting saved when he calls you and getting into the ministry. If you'll trust God and listen to him and come and do what he bids you to do, he'll open so many doors for you and bless you. You won't know if you're coming and going at times. You'll stand and wonder and say, how, Lord God, could I be in this position or in this place? And you're going to bless me abundantly, my wife. And I just can't express, if the young kids that's listening, where sin abounds, grace abounds more. All this stuff that's coming against you, I'm glad I'm not a young youth today. I don't think I could handle it either. But where grace abounds, it destroys sin. And if you'll listen to the words of God and walk by faith and not by sight, you'll be loosed and set free. And you'll lead people into the kingdom, and you'll get the desires of your heart. If you want to be a minister like Billy Graham, he can open the doors for you and set you free in the name of Jesus. When I first got saved in Houston, 76, we Billy Stanley, and he was ministering to me. I came and got saved. And one day, we went to the San Jacinto River. I was only saved a couple of months.
Mm-hmm.
And he baptized me, and then we baptized over 100 mm-hmm. people. I stood in the water and baptized with them. Amen,
what an
Martha.
Experience.
Amen.
Yes. Amen.
There.
Yep. And I was one of them.
But this is how God works in your life if you listen to me. He'll bring you people. He'll open doors. He'll set you free. If there's anything in your life that's a problem, if it's drugs or alcohol or pride or just things young kids do, God will deliver you and fill that place with the love of God, the power of God, the power of God, the love of God.
Amen.
When you get and enter into that position in life, then you have the authority to open the blind eyes and see the cripples walk. Because that's what the love of God does. That's what his authority was. as he walked on this earth. The reason he opened the blind eyes is because he loved the people. And he loves you. And he'll open any door for you and he'll set you free. But Jesus did say something to us. He said, you must be born again.
Amen.
You must be born again. You got to come. And he says, if you believe in your heart and confess with your mouth, you're saved. It's so simple. People want to make something much, much harder out of it. There's too many men's doctrines on salvation. You can't do this. You can't do that. The secret is when you get born again, you're a new creation, and you don't want to do this, and you don't want to do that. It's easy to stop and be delivered when the power of God's working through you in the name of Jesus. We, Benny and Felix, his brother was a giant, and they was the pastors in the church. And if you've ever in that wee mission, you've seen the drums, how they set up in the corner. When Felix would get up and play them drums, he would bounce them off the stage. He would play them that loud and that hard. And he went through about five sets of drumsticks a night, breaking them, beating this thing. And I said, Felix, my heavens, I said, you're deafening me. And he says, the only way I can run the devil out of the church, he don't like the loud gospel music. It was but so much fun when you come to the Lord, and so many blessings.
Amen. One of the blessings I'd like you to talk about a little bit was the McDowell outreach. You and Margaret played a huge part of our downtown outreach. Would you like to talk about that a little bit, Bill?
Oh, praise God. And that was a tremendous, tremendous outreach from the church. I'm going to share something with you. That is the power and the strength of a church when you have something like that, when you're not only helping and feeding, but you're seeing miracles. We talked about it. My boy told it. We've seen blind eyes get their sight back. We've seen babies. We've seen babies in that bit of shape, bad of shape. You wouldn't believe it. And all this happened through the joy of the Lord. We went down there, and it was in one accord.
Amen.
We would go down, and we would sing and praise God and worship Him in one accord. And the Spirit would fall, and the love of God would touch the hearts of everyone down there, and the people would cry and come down to the altar and get saved and delivered and healed, myself included. It was unbelievable. It was beyond anything you would ever imagine could happen in this wee church.
Amen.
And Jesus wants you involved in it.
Amen.
He wants you to get tied up into that.
Amen.
The joy of the Lord's your strength. When you're going to have power and peace and happiness is when you get the joy of the Lord. Amen?
Amen. Amen.
Uncle Bill, I just thought of something when we were talking about the outreach. I don't want to say the wee woman's name, but you remember the one wee woman, and she comes. She loved yous all, but she loved Aunt Margaret. Unbelievable. Oh, and the woman was maybe 60. Would that be right?
Yeah.
And she was wearing men's clothes because she couldn't afford clothes.
Amen.
And just everything. I just thought maybe you had a story to talk about her and Aunt Margaret and you know.
Praise God. Praise God. Well, that woman was in a bad way in life. She was an old woman. And she called Margaret mother. She said, can I call you my mother? Mm-hmm. I've never had a mother good to me or teach me things. This old woman. And Margaret would go. She lived in a trailer and she had cats.
Mm-hmm.
And Margaret went in the trailer and she cleaned it like our own houses. Hours she spent in it. And then she took this woman, because she wasn't capable, and put her in the shower and scrubbed her and cleaned her, dried her, blow-dried her hair, and combed it for her. And that's when she looked at her and said, can I call you Mother Margaret? Because my mother never, ever did nothing for me, she said, in my life. And I see Margaret take young girls with wee babies. And when we went into the apartment, the one girl I remember very well, her tub would look like it was full of tobacco. And I see Margaret, I tried to help her, and she got down and cleaned that tub on her hands and knees, then sparkling. And then she put the baby in and washed the baby and shampooed it. Then I'll never forget, she grabbed her by the ear, and she walked her over to the tub. And she says, you see that? That's how it's supposed to be, to put your baby in and wash it and clean it. Now, she said, I'm going to check on you every month. And if that ain't like it, God help you is all I can tell you. And the wee girl started to roar and cry and said the same thing to her. Can I call you Mother Margaret? Yeah. Can I call you Mother? And she said the same thing. My mother never taught me nothing. And it's only that love of God that Margaret could do that.
Yeah.
It was only the love of God that was in Margaret.
Not a job you'd want to do. That's right.
So this is with the whole ball of waxes. It says God is love. Jesus said to them, they asked him, how are they going to know us in this world, enemy? How are they going to know who we are, Martha?
By your love one for another.
Love one for another.
We eat the same. We all go to state, well, mostly state 44. We drive the same GMCs and Buicks. Or Wendy's. And they said, how are they going to know us?
But we did that down there, Bill. When we cooked the food and stuff, we had it with the people. We all sat together and ate together.
Praise God.
We did, yeah.
And it's only the love that changes a person.
That's right. That's right.
And that's when you fall in love with Jesus.
So let me ask you this, Uncle Bill, as being a minister for many decades.
Amen.
To anybody listening today that's maybe on the fence of accepting Christ as their Savior.
Amen.
How would you explain it? Some people don't realize that they have to call in the name, the simple gospel, repent, Amen. Water baptized, be filled with the Spirit. But how would you explain somebody that hasn't accepted Christ as their Savior to go about it and why it's a good idea?
Oh, well, good idea. Mm-hmm. You burn in hell. So it's a good idea.
That's a good motivator.
To believe the Word of God. Amen. Praise God. That's
so good. How would you tell them to go about accepting the Lord as their Savior?
Well, here it says, faith comes by hearing and hearing the Word of God. It's by faith that you're led into repentance. And it's by faith that when we hear the Word of God, it comes alive in our heart. Not that we believe it in our mind so much, but we believe it in our heart.
Amen.
That's why Jesus says, believe in your heart. Then confess with your mouth, your brain. Go, but you have to believe in your heart. And by worshiping, I tell you one of the most important things you can do to find the Lord, if you're searching, worship him. Come into church, worship him, sing the music out loud, praise God, do what all the Bible tells us about praise, lift your hands, praise. Now, none of this gets you saved, don't misunderstand me, but it will let you find the love of God. Mm-hmm. Because any man that has a child, when your wee baby would come up to you and lift its hand and say, Mommy, Daddy, I love you, and you would pick it up and pull it into your chest, you never felt nothing like it in your life. And this is what God does. When you come in and you're singing these praises and you lift your hand up, he grabs you and pulls you into his chest and hugs you and tells you he loves you. And then you'll understand the greatness of God the Father through Jesus Christ. How when we was yet sinners and black and cursed him, he loved us and he died for us. And that means you and I, young or old. So the best thing to do, I can give anyone advice on doing, is come into the church and worship him. Open up by worshiping God. Seek him. And he said, if you seek him, you'll find him. If you knock, the door will be open. He's waiting for you to hug him so he can hug you in the name of Jesus Christ. I said it earlier, where sin abounds, grace abounds more. And we have the grace. We rave about how bad the world is and how terrible it is, but it is in no comparison to the greatness of the grace and the love of God the Father through Jesus Christ. So what I would say to you, death and life is in your mouth. You handle that in your mouth. Believe in your heart. Confess with your mouth.
Amen.
That Jesus Christ is Lord, and he'll lead you in all righteousness.
Amen.
Because you become a new creation. And you become the righteousness of God in Jesus.
Amen.
It's simple, it's easy, and he'll give you power and authority that will be beyond anything of your wildest dreams.
Amen.
It's a beautiful life. And even if you're a good person and you ain't doing nothing wrong and you respect your mother and father, you're a parent and you love your children and you're good to them and you're teaching them the right things, you ain't going to realize how much you love them. Till you come in through the love of Jesus Christ for them. Amen.
Amen.
So my advice is, get saved.
Amen.
Just go get saved and let God do the work. Don't you worry about you doing the work. He'll lead you in all righteousness.
Amen.
That's his job. Your job is to go and receive him by faith and then start listening to him and let him correct you and show us what to do. And we'll do it. We can do
it. Amen. Amen.
Everyone has so far.
Amen. Amen.
Yeah. Well, I want to read the scripture that you quote all the time on our show. John, he's laughing, John 3:3, and Jesus said, "Verily I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God." You always say, amen, you must be born again, but we don't want to forget this part, and I don't want to take any time from your broadcast. "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life." Everyone quotes that, but let's quote the next part. "For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. And he that believes on him is not condemned, only them that do not believe already."
Amen.
So as Uncle Bill said today, you just got to believe.
Amen. Amen.
That's
Amen.
The scripture I was saved on.
There you go.
That was at Billy Stanley in Houston. But he said, when it says God so loved the world, he said, "Take world out and put your name in it."
That's good.
So God so loved Bill that he gave his only begotten
Son. Amen.
That
Amen.
If I would believe, I would have everlasting life and not be condemned. So you can do the same thing. Tom, Dick, or Harry, or Mary. You can say, "God so loved
me,
Tom, Dick, Harry, or Mary, that I'm born again and I'm going for heaven through eternal life. And I'm going to be blessed, and the joy of the Lord will be my strength." Amen?
Amen.
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 And remember what my boy said the other day on the radio. They asked him, they said, "What would you suggest for a young person to do to get into the ministry?" He said, "Buy a bulletproof vest."
Amen.
But you don't need that, because he is your shield and your buckler.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
And
Amen.
The bullets will bounce off you like Superman.
Amen.
Praise God. Amen.
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 Well,
Arthur.
We want to say, Uncle Bill, thank you.
Always a pleasure. Always a pleasure Amen. To have you.
Thank you for helping us. Thank Amen. You for praying for us. Thank Amen. You for supporting this ministry.
Amen.
Thank you for being with us from the get-go. You were the first, most encouraging person out of anyone. And thank you, Uncle Bill, for all that you've sowed into the ministry and my life and everybody's life
Amen.
Around us.
Amen.
We love you and appreciate you, Uncle Bill. Thank you.
Amen.
Thank you for all them years we were side by side down there.
I was just going to say, Martha, you
them
and Tom,
years were something. To,
years.
Amen. We certainly appreciated you and Margaret.
Praise the Lord. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
And if I could sing, we'd all be in trouble.
Say your catchphrase. "This is the day
the Lord has made, and I will rejoice in it, good or bad day." Praise God.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Well, that's our podcast for this week. Join us next Monday for the latest podcast, and remember, you can scroll down and listen to any that you missed. Please follow us on Spotify and tap the notification bell to have every new podcast loaded automatically. The Spotify app is free, and it makes it much easier. We will be posting new podcast links on New Life Church Facebook page every Monday. Thank you for listening, and we hope you listen next week. God bless.